Kirsty Bissett is standing by. She's the managing director of Have You Heard, colleague of Ryan McFadyen, our trend spotting guru, who is sitting in another time zone at this particular time. Thanks a lot, daylight savings. And so she's joining us this morning to join us for to help us understand what global megatrends impact the way we do business and how we live our lives.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolato
on Cape Talk.
Kirsty, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, frankly. How are you doing?
Good morning, Rafael. I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful, thanks. So you're going to help us understand the one of the big global megatrends, and one still has the question, why is it global? Because we don't all have Thanksgiving. But Black Friday, and how it played out this particular year. What trends did you see that came out of Black Friday? I think it's quite unique seeing it during a pandemic, at a time of, I think, significant loss financially for most people around the world. Lockdown, of course, but at the same time, we've got this like pent-up demand, right?
Absolutely. So we always knew this year's Black Friday would be an interesting one. So I'd like to start chatting a little bit about the attitude towards Black Friday this year before we get into the numbers and that, because there was quite a lot of conversation around it outside of just seeing discounted products. So in Britain, for example, 2021 actually saw the biggest boycott planned by independent retailers. The number of retailers boycotting the event is the highest figure that was ever recorded by the British Independent Retailers Association. And it comes part of this kind of growing movement against huge online shopping websites such as Amazon. And as we know, it's obviously very challenging for smaller businesses to shout louder than bigger ones. Yes. So many announced that they were actually rather going to donate 10% of any sales that they made over Black Friday weekend to food banks, or they were going to plant trees. Some even shut down their websites altogether. And this was all kind of in a bid to fight excess consumerism and promote more consciousness around buying stuff we simply don't need. It's been a bit of a growing trend over the last 2 to 3 Black Fridays, with even your larger corporations turning their backs on this a little bit.
I quite like that, actually, Kirsty. So, I mean, is South Africa on the front foot or back foot of that?
We're a bit on the back foot.
Yeah, we're still mature.
So this year in SA, individuals spent less, but more people were buying. So FNB came and said that its own cardholders had spent about 15% more on Black Friday this year than they had in 2020. But there was about a 25% increase in the number of transactions over November compared to last year. Online payment gateway PayFast said on Monday that it had seen about a 30% increase in the value of transactions it processed on Black Friday compared to last year, even though individuals were spending a little bit less. So our average basket was smaller, but there were more of us buying. And, you know, South Africans being South Africans, our spend on electronics was up 120% from last year.
You know what? At the same time, I don't want to, you know, there's the whole point about consumerism, but at the same time, there's also the point around the fact that there are people who plan throughout the year to get the savings in November, right? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was definitely seen this year because we saw spend kind of spread over the month of November. So a lot of your merchants pulled up their deals to start. It kind of, you know, kind of becomes Black November, not just Black Friday. So a lot of your merchants spread out their deals. And this obviously made a lot of sense, especially in the US, you know, given the pandemic, you don't want to shove a whole bunch of people into one room on one day. Mm-hmm. So a lot of merchants spread their deals out and we saw a big uptick in early spending.
All right. So have a heart for the person who's looking for a great deal for a fridge in their house. And at the same time, a little bit of consciousness about what's happening out in the UK with respect to consumer attitudes. And I think increasingly I'm hearing a lot of South Africans saying, you know, why are we doing this Black Friday? They even say, why are we doing this Halloween thing? This is not our thing. Like, you know, we don't have Thanksgiving. We're not a big Halloween country. Do you think as a trend sort of specialist, do you think that South Africans might – and maybe it's in response to the travel bans and things that we might turn inward and just say, you know what, we're going to do our own things going forward.
Definitely. You know, I'm always wary to kind of predict South Africa's behavior, given the, you know, the state of the world. But there definitely is an increase in the awareness of, you know, the importance of supporting local, supporting small businesses, you know, looking inward at our own kind of, you know, trends, cultures, traditions, and what we do best. You know, this is just, it's purely a consumerism aspect. And you know what? It's only human for us to want to go and get a bargain, get a deal. I think that's only fair for us to kind of have a desire for that.
Understandable. Kirsty Bishop, thank you so much, Managing Director of Have You Heard, helping us understand how global trends are impacting the way that we do business and how we live our